Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and it's great to have you with us on this Friday. I love Fridays heading into the weekend, but man, what a week we have had. Derek Prince has been teaching us about the importance of Israel and how to pray for Israel. And so we've been learning specific principles of prayer for Israel, and we've been repenting of any anti-Semitism that might be lurking in our hearts. And so today we're going to continue with that theme. What a great way to end the week, again, talking about how to pray for Israel. If you've missed any of this, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org and you'll find this teaching. Derek has been talking to us about how to pray within the parameters of God's Word, how to enter God's presence with thanksgiving and praise, how to confess our sins, how to identify with His ultimate heart purposes, how to cry out for God's mercy, and how to pray for the release of the Holy Spirit on Israel. It's been a powerful, amazing time. Now, we're going to start here in just a moment, and Derek is just going to jump right into a scripture. It's almost like he's eager to get going, and so it'll be a little bit different from the way it usually is on the show, but you'll pick it up quickly because he's going to teach us about the rest of these 11 ways to pray for the nation of Israel. Get something to write with, get a pad, write these down, incorporate this into your prayer life, and we'll be praying as we pray for Israel, God's heart and God's passion. That not only means there's going to be success, but it means the pleasure of the Lord will rest upon us. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us how to pray for Israel.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love you. Now, some people consider that part of the prayer. I think it's part of God's reward. When you pray for the peace of Jerusalem and love Jerusalem, you will prosper. You know how it goes in Hebrew? It's kind of a, what do you call it? Not onomatopoeia. What? Alliteration. That's it. Thank you. Go to the top of the class. All right. In Hebrew, my Hebrew is limited, but it's so beautiful. Sha'alu shalom l'Yerushalayim. You heard all the shes and the l's. Sha'alu shalom l'Yerushalayim. Do you want to try saying a little Hebrew? Say it with me. Sha'alu shalom l'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Jerusalem. Now, I want to say again, when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you have to pray with an intelligent understanding of God's prophetic purposes. It doesn't just mean that peace will come down upon Jerusalem now and everybody will stop fighting everybody else. Not at all. But it means go on praying till God's purposes for the way that peace is to come to Jerusalem shall be worked out. And the truth of the matter is, Jerusalem will never know peace until the Prince of Peace comes. You say, well, why should I pray for Jerusalem? I live in Phoenix, or I live in Dallas, or I live in Miami, or wherever it may be, even New York. The answer, as I understand it, is that God has so arranged things that no other city on earth will know permanent peace until Jerusalem knows peace. So when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you are also praying toward peace for your particular city. All right. Now, the next suggestion I have is bless and be blessed. And I want to turn to Numbers 24, verse 9. That reluctant prophet, Balaam, who was hired to curse Israel, did his best to curse, but under the overruling of God, ended up by blessing more and more and more. And every time he tried to curse worse, he blessed more. His final words in Numbers 24, verse 9, speaking to Israel, he says, "Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you." So you've got a choice. You can either get a blessing or a curse. If you bless Israel, God will bless you. If you curse Israel, God will curse you. Now, I have a book or blessing or curse, you can choose. And the theme of this book is, first of all, are you under the blessing of God or the curse of God? Because a lot of people are under the curse of God and don't know it. That's why their lives are going wrong. And then the next theme is how to get out from under the curse and get into the blessing. And I deal with most of the common causes for curses. And one of the commonest and the most destructive is anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism automatically brings the curse of God upon an individual, a community, a church, a nation, or a civilization. And I have here in chapter 8 of this book the testimony of a Palestinian Arab who is a personal friend of ours. His name, which is given in the book, is Nabil Haddad. And he was born in Haifa. Immigrated to the United States, went into business, became very successful. In fact, at one time he owned 9 McDonald's, and then went bankrupt. And in the course of all that, met the Lord and was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then God began to deal with him about his finances. And he heard Derek Prince preaching on curse or blessing or curse. I remembered how my whole family had always cursed the Jews. I was trained to hate them from my earliest years. Now, in the presence of the Lord, I said, I renounce any resentment in my heart toward the Jewish people. I forgive them. Immediately, something changed inside of me. Shortly after this, I saw that God in His Word had told Abraham, the father of Jews, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Then I realized that my finances had not been under a blessing, but under a curse of insufficiency. I had never been able to make enough money to meet my needs. Even if I made $250,000, I would need $300,000. Later, when I made $500,000, I would need $700,000 to cover my expenses. Since 1982, when I was released from the curse of anti-Semitism and the curse of insufficiency that went with it, my income has always exceeded my expenses and my needs. And I am able to give liberally to the work of the kingdom of God. God has also healed my body and my emotions. I am totally free from depression. I can truly say I am walking in victory. My testimony has helped many others to be delivered from the curse and to live under God's blessing. And we know for a fact that to be true. He has a particular ministry to Jewish people. He relates to them in a special way, and also to Muslims. And quite a significant number, both of Jews and Muslims, have met the Lord through Nabil Haddad. But first of all, the Lord had to do something in his heart. So there's a pretty up-to-date testimony. It doesn't pay to curse the Jews. It doesn't pay to have resentment in your heart against them. If you want to be blessed, then you have to bless Israel.
What a timely exhortation to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Boy, you can look at the headlines and tell that that is a critical principle for our prayer lives. Listen, later in the show, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, will be with us. Stay tuned as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The time is almost here when all will witness the startling, cataclysmic conclusion of the world. What will trigger the final countdown to the return of Jesus Christ? In his timely book, Promised Land, Derek Prince reveals God's purpose for the nation of Israel and its connection with end-time events. In it, you'll discover why entire nations will be judged according to their response to God's chosen people, Israel. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order your own copy of Promised Land for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Learn the truth about that point of blessing where your destiny and Israel's future intersect. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. We're in an amazing series on how to pray for Israel. We've been hearing about how Israel is blessed to be a blessing, how to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Derek now is going to teach us the last three in a list of 11 principles about how to pray for Israel. Let's listen.
Point number 9 about prayer. Don't tell God what to do. Have any of you ever done that? All right, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40 for a moment. Isaiah 40 verse 13. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him? With whom did he take counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the small dust on the balance. Look, he lifts up the isles or the coastlands as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its beasts sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. Notice the declining order. First of all nations are as the small dust in the balance. Then they are as nothing, and then they are less than nothing. So God says, do you think I need your advice? Do I need to be instructed by you? Well, that's a very common failing of Christians. They think that God needs their advice, and they're prepared to tell him what to do and how to do it. And that's often true in the political realm. When it comes to election time, a lot of Christians tell God who should be elected. And they're sometimes wrong. Yes? Yes. You see, as I understand it, the restoration of Israel is priority number one for God at this time. Before anti-abortion, before all the other issues, priority number one is the restoration of Israel. If the space given in the Bible to this theme is any indication, there is chapter after chapter after chapter dealing with the restoration of Israel. Nobody can line up against that and prosper. And I don't believe God has given authority to any politicians to decide how much of Israel should belong to the Jews. Because God has already said, I've given it all to them. I am not politically minded, but I have a certain understanding of the scriptures. So, come back to my little suggestion. Don't tell God what to do. Let me also say this, and I think it's important to say it. Nationalism is a sin. Patriotism is a virtue. The difference is, patriotism puts the interests of God's kingdom before the interest of my nation. Nationalism puts the interest of my nation before the interest of God's kingdom. And the great recent warning is what happened in Germany at the time Hitler came to power. Because there were many fine, born-again German Christians at that time, especially in the Prussia, in the area of Prussia. But their nationalism overcame their commitment to Jesus. And so many of them, most of them, identified with Hitler and supported him to their own unlimited loss. So, I say to American Christians, don't make that mistake. America is not indestructible. Israel is. I don't know of any passage in the scripture that guarantees the continuation of the United States. Do you? But there's a lot in the Bible that guarantees the continuance of Israel. So don't set yourself up against God. Humble yourself. Number 10, on how to pray for Israel, says, pray for the harvest of the Gentiles. Let me take you back to Romans 11:25, which says, blindness or hardness in part has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. All Israel will not be saved until every Gentile appointed by God for salvation has come in. So we, as people concerned about Israel, have a very important reason to be concerned about the salvation of the Gentiles. This thought has occurred to me sometimes. Jesus said in one of his rather cryptical statements, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." I think in a way that applies to Israel and the Gentiles. Israel were number one. Jesus went first to them and it didn't go to the Gentiles. Alas, Israel didn't meet God's conditions. And so God went to the last, the Gentiles. And Israel thus became, in turn, the last. But now I believe the last will be first. There's a changeover. The grace of God is moving like a cloud from the Gentile world to the Jews. It's only begun to move, and yet there are masses and millions of Gentiles to come in. But that's the direction that God is moving. All right, finally, and I sometimes tease myself because when I say finally, it very seldom is finally. However, in Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, "Finally, my brethren," and goes on for two more chapters. So I have at least a precedent. But this is the last thing that I want to say in my list of suggestions for how to pray. Take the sword of the Spirit. Proclaim. It's one of the most powerful things that you can do for Israel. You remember what Paul said in Ephesians 6, I think it's 17. "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Now, you are not born with the sword of the Spirit in your hand. When you're born again, Paul says, take the sword of the Spirit. If you take the sword, the Spirit will wield it. But if you don't take it, the Spirit has nothing to wield. So one very effective way to take the sword is by proclamation of the word of God. Every time you do that, you're thrusting with the sword against the forces of darkness.
Boy, it's almost like Derek saved the best for last. These last three principles, so powerful. Don't tell God what to do. Pray for the harvest of the Gentiles, and take the sword of the Spirit and proclaim. So important in our day. Listen, just ahead, Dick Leggett, president of Derek Prince Ministries, will join us as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The passing of Derek Prince did not mean the end of Derek Prince Ministries. Instead, it marked a new beginning.
If I had only one message to leave to posterity, my family, my friends, whoever it might be, I would say it in three words: God is faithful.
And to succeed, we need your help. Through your gifts and offerings, you play a part in taking Derek's powerful and practical teaching to countless lives and hearts. Through the printed word, audio, video, and more, you keep the ministry of Derek Prince alive and active throughout the world. And of course, your partnership makes it possible to keep ministry, encouragement, and biblical insights coming to you and your family as well. For that, we are very grateful. To honor both the memory and the wishes of Derek Prince, will you stand with us as we continue the work he started so well and loved so much? Prayerfully consider taking an active part in carrying on the legacy of Derek Prince's life and ministry by making the most generous gift you can to Derek Prince Ministries. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit our secure website at derekprince.org. Please make the most generous gift you can, and be assured your gifts will be used prayerfully and prudently to keep the teaching of Derek Prince coming to you and others. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us on the web at derekprince.org.
God is faithful.
Thank you for standing with us.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. We've been in a fantastic teaching on Israel and how to pray for Israel. If you have missed any of it or you'd like to review it, you can log on to the website, derekprince.org. And by the way, there's a new edition of Proclamation Magazine, the magazine put out by Derek Prince Ministries. And you can subscribe to the free subscription, actually. Put your name down for the free subscription on the website at derekprince.org. Listen, in the studio with me today is Dick Legacy, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. Dick, great to have you here.
Stephen, great to see you again. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been too long.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I want to just throw you a hard question here. You know, a lot of times when a ministry or an organization is based around a guy, a single man, what happens is that when that man dies, the emphases of that man's life are not necessarily reflected in the organization. So
right.
tell me honestly, give me an honest answer here. Has this Israel emphasis dropped off with the DPM of today as opposed to the centrality that it held when Derek was alive?
Not at all. As you know, Derek was focused very, very strongly on Israel and had a tremendous love for Israel. That's where basically his ministry began in some degrees by the fact that he was right there at the birth of the nation of Israel. He was stationed in that part of the world during World War II when he was serving with the British military. But his love for Israel remained to the very last day of his life. As a matter of fact, that's where, as you know, Derek is buried. And it has not waned at all. We are committed to Israel. We're standing strong with Israel. And actually, there are some things going on right now.
Tell us about those.
Well, recently in mid-July, we were in Washington, D.C., mid-July 2006, for an event called Christians United for Israel. There were about 3,500 people there from all over the United States representing every state of the Union. And the purpose of gathering was simply to demonstrate our support for Israel and then to go and talk with our legislative officials and let them know that, you know, there are people around America, especially Christians, who are standing strong in their commitment to Israel.
Now, I think that many of our listeners have probably seen this in the news. This is the thing that John Hagee is heading up. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And there have been a number of meetings around the country, and it's getting a lot of attention because at this critical time in Israel's history, American evangelical Christians of all stripes are coming together to support Israel. And so you're saying that DPM is involved in that.
Absolutely. We're committed to that. As a matter of fact, in January and February, January or February of 2007, there will be what is called a Night to Honor Israel. And those have been going on. John Hagee actually began that in San Antonio, Texas, with his ministry there. But that has spread all across the United States. And the goal is to have those kind of events, simply, again, to show the Jewish community that we are standing with them, that there's a love for Israel, there's a concern for their future. And as we know, Stephen, and what Derek's been talking about all this week, you know, it has a very, very key role in the future of the world and the church.
You're absolutely right. And yet what fascinates me about Derek is that Derek was not, as some contend to be when they're radically pro-Israel, anti-Arab.
Derek was not anti.
In fact, he had an Arab daughter.
That's
whose name
right.
is Kay, and lovely, and living just south of London to this day.
Right.
And I think it's fascinating. This is what God did in Derek's life. He didn't make him pro-Israel in some sort of racial, angry way. He made him pro-Israel out of a love for the heart of God and the purposes of God, and yet also gave him a love for the Arab peoples as well. Again, he raised a daughter who was Arab.
Absolutely. And also, he and Lydia lived in both the Arab and the Jewish sections of Israel, of Jerusalem, when they were there.
Dick, it's just great to have you with us.
Thanks, Stephen. Great to be with you again. Look forward to the next time.
For Dick Leggett and everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Promised Land, for only $11.95, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And you can give securely online at derekprince.org. Thank you for standing with us. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information on anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.